Good morning. This is 91.7 WVXU. I'm Marianne Zalesnik. We're still months away from the 2020 presidential election, but in Cincinnati, the politicians are already focusing on 2021, the next city election. Joining me to talk about it, WVXU senior political analyst Howard Wilkinson. Good morning, Howard.
Good morning.
So how big will this 2021 election be?
I think it's going to be very, very big. I mean, it's going to be one of the most significant municipal elections here in decades. You've probably got six open city council seats that are up for grabs. You've got a wide open mayoral race because the incumbent, John Cranley, can't run again. He's term limited out. And so it's wide open.
So what are you expecting out of this election?
Well, I think there's going to be a very large field of candidates for city council. I mean, it could be well over 30 candidates, maybe the largest ever. I think it's likely there's going to be a mayoral primary in May, which would mean that there's going to be at least three candidates, with the top two finishers in the primary facing off for mayor in the fall. But the primary is not certain yet.
So why is a mayoral primary not certain?
Well, right now, there are only two candidates out there who are active, council members P.G. Sittenfeld and David Mann, who sent out a fundraising letter to about 500 supporters about a week ago asking for donations to a mayoral campaign. If there are no more than two candidates to file, you have to remember we'll skip the primary, and those two will face each other in November of 2021. But like I say, I think there is a chance that others will get into the race.
Now, David Mann's been in public life since the 1970s. He's been mayor twice before. Why do you think he'd want that office again?
I think it's because of the fact that he was mayor from 1980 to 1982 and again in 1991, and the mayor of Cincinnati in those days had no power, no real power. It was mostly a ceremonial position, and since 2001, it's been a whole lot more. It's been what we refer to as a stronger mayor system, where the mayor can choose the council committee chairs, hire and fire, or at least initiate the process of a city manager. And have a major role in shaping the city's budget.
Now, some people are going to say that Mann, who is 80 years old, is too old for the job. How do you think he answers that?
To me, that's a non-starter. But, you know, it's going to be out there, I'm sure. All you have to do is go over to City Hall and watch David Mann for a day. I mean, he seems to have more energy and work ethic than most people half his age. I think this is probably the most energetic 80-year-old that you're ever going to meet.
So let's talk about P.G. Sittenfeld. He is likely to be the other candidate. What do you think his campaign will be like?
Well, he's yet to formally announce, but he's already raised a lot of money, about $660,000, compared to next to nothing for Mann, who's just getting started on fundraising. He's likely to run as a young, energetic person who can lead the city in some major challenges that lie ahead. The first is recovering from the financial damage of the pandemic. I expect he'll be respectful of Mann, but I expect him to also paint David as a figure who more or less represents the past, while PG represents the future. I think that kind of a matchup, if it materializes, could be a classic.
Howard, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Howard Wilkinson is WVXU's senior political analyst. He joins me each Friday at this time. You can read his columns and his stories at WVXU.org. You can also sign up for his weekly newsletter, Counterpoints.